I teased that you could talk to an FBI guy. Dave Johnson's not an FBI guy, but Dave Johnson
knows
some people that might work in the FBI. And coming up on Thursday, the folks at Pearl Technology, along with FBI people and some other people, are having an event at the Peoria Riverfront Museum.
Okay, but it's not the Peoria Riverfront Museum.
I thought it was at the museum.
No, that was our tech showcase for AV.
Okay.
This is actually at Embassy Suites in East
Peoria. I knew that because I have that piece of paper, but I didn't look at it. Embassy Suites this Thursday. I got that right.
This Thursday.
In the afternoon. It's free.
It's free.
And I am right. The FBI people and people who work in cybersecurity, yourself included, will be there. But what I'm lost on, and this is where we want to talk about it for our friends at home, who should come? Do I need to be a cybersecurity person?
You don't need to be. So October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
We need to get you a present?
Yes.
Okay.
The answer to that is always yes. We've been doing this for years now. This is not a sales event. There's not one person going to come up to you and say, hey, would you be interested in...
Good. So take that pressure away.
Get that away.
Yeah.
This is strictly public service. Cybersecurity, we talk about it every Monday. It's a mystery. People don't understand it. This is a chance to learn more about it. It's a great chance to meet some of the FBI people locally that protect us and work on it and get what their take over the last year's been.
And the way it is now, one of the FBI guys can go to the bathroom and come back and go, I just got new information. In that amount of time, there's new stuff every day, right?
Yeah, now they're not going to tell you anything classified, but you'll definitely get the FBI's view on where we are, where we're going.
Is it to wake people up a little bit? I mean, that seems like we need that. Dan and I sit here. We don't know what it, we talk to you. We love you. But we kind of conceptually understand.
Right.
But I don't really understand. I called you last night after I was watching 60 Minutes. And I saw a guy say that in Taiwan, they have 20 million cyber attacks from China every day.
Yeah.
And they had the big screen up I know you guys have. You can see them happening in real time.
Yeah, I've got four of those screens in my office for the world. One of the things we're doing this year is showing an actual cyber attack.
A simulated one?
A simulated one. Otherwise, it'd be hard for the timing, right?
Well, if they come every second, you could probably catch one.
But this is so people can see exactly what it looks like, because most people obviously have never been through one. But once you see this stuff, you start to understand a little better. You know, every week we try to give people a little more insight. What's happening out there? What's it look like? What can I do to prevent it? So this is really kind of a soup to nuts. Hey, let's see how this really looks, how do people respond.
You know, so there's a couple of facets here. One is the everyday stuff. It's almost to the point that you could say, you're going to get hacked one of these days. It's almost inevitable.
I think it's to the point where we can say you have been hacked. Some of you know it, some of you don't.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But so there's that aspect to it. The other aspect that worries me is that the time when a foreign entity who can do it, but because of the price, they don't, suddenly shuts down the financial system for 3-4 days or something major like that. That's what really worries me.
It'll happen, and it has happened around the world, so... You know, this is just, it's education.
Okay.
We just want people to feel a place where they're not going to be pressured. They don't have to feel like I'm not qualified to be here.
Sure.
Now, we've also got a hacking competition to capture the flag for the real geeks, you know, if they want to do that instead.
Sure.
But honestly, pearltechnology.com.
Okay.
Go there. All the details are there.
It's free.
It's free. You need to sign up either today or tomorrow is the deadline. And it's from 1 to 4. It's at Embassy Suites.
Thursday.
It's on Thursday. Right. And there is free wine, beer, and soda afterwards.
Got it. I feel like, because it's a heavy subject, really. It is.
It
pretty
is.
Heavy. I feel like that about halfway through, you need a comedian. I'm available. I'll come over. I'll just do about 5 minutes of stupid jokes just to take the edge off, right? Right in the middle of all this Armageddon stuff we're talking about.
Have you met cyber people? They got
no sense of humor.
Their sense of humor is not.
Okay, I'm not doing it then.
You're awesome, but it might be wasted.
Greg, you may want to, and I don't know where I have it somewhere, the red rubber ball joke.
Oh, that's a good joke for them. Yeah. All right, David, good to see you. We'll see you Thursday at Embassy Suites. Go to pearltechnology.com for all the details.